The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fueled by Lucky Station.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump spoke at a campaign rally last night in Ohio, saying he does not expect to see a so-called blue wave in the upcoming midterm elections. He also says Democrats are putting Americans at risk with their lenient immigration policies.
Democrat immigration policies are destroying innocent lives and spilling very innocent blood. We believe that any party that puts criminal aliens before American citizens should be voted out of office, not into office.
Federal officials say Hawaii residents should not let their guard down, even though Lane has been downgraded from a hurricane to a tropical storm.
It's nearly stationary. Lane is forecast to increase speed and turn west this afternoon, passing south of Kauai on this track.
And the storm has dumped heavy rains, causing some landslides. This is SRN News.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio, and I'll be at the Minnesota State Fair broadcasting Armed American Radio national program live from the AM 1280 The Patriot booth this Sunday, 7 to 10 p.m. with my special on-site guest co-host, Mike Lindell from MyPillow. Make sure to join me and Mike as we broadcast live to the nation from AM 1280 The Patriot booth Sunday, 7 to 10 p.m. See you at the fair.
Listen to Armed American Radio every Sunday night at 7 on AM 1280 The Patriot.
AM 1280 The Patriot, we are intelligent radio on a stick through the Minnesota State Fair, and you can come visit us on the corner of Underwood and Murphy. While you're there, power your phone up, charge your phone up, powered by the device Pit Stop in Maple Grove. Again, that's the corner of Underwood and Murphy. Sunny skies today, a daytime high of right around 83. Tonight, a small chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, an evening low of 67.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Broadcasting from the corner of Underwood and Murphy, it's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
Great to be back in Minnesota today.
It's political discussion from the Great Minnesota Get-Together, covering the good, the bad, and the outright crazy.
I took the initiative in creating the internet.
Now, here's your host, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and World. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the shining spot of red in the sea of moldy, dingy, and very humid institutional blue. The Northern Alliance Radio Network. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog is shotinthedark.info. My location, Underwood, just south of Murphy, just the way we've been for the last 9 years here at the Minnesota State Fair, the north end of Machinery Hill, just inside the Hoyt Avenue entrance to the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. More about geography later. We got business to take care of here. We are, as always, it's Candidate Palooza out here at the Minnesota State Fair at the AM 12A, the Patriot booth. And we've got a double feature of huge potential flip races right here at the Patriot booth. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the studio for the first time, I think, live on the air from the first congressional district, the southern chunk of Minnesota, the burbs of Iowa, some might call it, but not to his face. Jim Hagedorn joins us. Jim, welcome to the broadcast.
Mitch, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Good pleasure to have you. And, of course, down from the great white north, perhaps the number one chance of a pickup, according to the Republican National Committee, anywhere in the country, from the 8th Congressional District, Pete Stauber joins us. Pete, welcome.
Good afternoon, Mitch. It's great to be here at the Great Minnesota Get-Together.
It is great to get to meet you here as well here. For the first time, I think I've had both of you in the same place live. By the way, it's not only the Great Minnesota Get-Together, it's the great on-a-stick-joke-free zone here. There will be none of that on the air on this station, at least nothing live on the studio. So you guys are both in the spotlight right now. You both have some races that are broadly considered to be high likelihoods of a pickup, of a flip from a Democrat. In your case, Jim Hagedorn, a seat that's been held by Democrats since 2006, when Tim Walz upset Gil Gutnacht way back when. In your case, Pete Stauber, a district that with one 2-year exception has been held by the Democrats, by the DFL, since Christopher Columbus came to America and found Norwegian graffiti.
Mitch, the last 70-plus years. Chip Kravac from 2010 to 2012 held that seat as a Republican.
Exactly that. Other than that, 1948 was the last time a Republican held it for any length of time whatsoever. So both of these races are big news. I guess the big question is here, how's it going out there? We'll start with you, Jim Hagedorn. You're running in a district that is kind of like my native North Dakota, kind of a place that should not be electing Democrats. How's it going?
It's going great. You know, when Tim Walz abandoned that race, it really switched for us. And we were so close last time. We had 49.6 against Tim. And came out of a primary victory, 28 points, 20 of 21 counties. Our competitor, Carla Nelson, was gracious enough to call and congratulate us, wish us support and unity. So, you know, the Democrats down there, they have nominated somebody way, way to the left of even Walz. And so it sets up as a great contrast for us. We're going to go back to the Obama ways, or are we going to keep moving this right direction?
I love that. And the fact is, they gave you a candidate that I hate to sound confident or overconfident, because I'm a good small-town Scandinavian boy, and we don't do confidence. But if they're going to fly someone in to run against you, you'd think they'd fly in someone who more or less reflected the district. They may as well have flown in a Berkeley University professor to run against
yeah,
you.
Yeah, our opponent, Dan Feehan, he's very, very far left and open borders, wants gun control down there, said that we should emulate Australia where they confiscate weapons. That's really going to fly in southern Minnesota. But, you know, he came out of Washington. He was part of the Obama administration, the Obama machine from Chicago. And, you know, not only Dan came into the district, but so is a lot of money from around the country, New York, Chicago, Washington, California.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the challenges that we have, to make sure we keep pace in that area.
Well, let's talk about that in a moment here. But Pete Stauber, you're running from a district that the first time we talked, it surprised me. I knew that the Republicans and conservative principles had been picking up steam there. You told me something I didn't even remember from election night, that Trump carried the 8th Congressional District by double digits. It's a whole different district than I grew up with.
Without question, Mitch, you know, I've been on the campaign trail for 14 months now, right. And the change is palpable. You know, President Trump won our district by just under 16% in 16. And our message, my message has been, I'm a blue-collar, common-sense conservative. That's who we are in the 8th District of Minnesota. And when I talk about my life experience, 8 years as a Hermantown City Councilor in my second term as a St. Louis County Commissioner, 23 years in professional law enforcement, 22 with the City of Duluth, retired as an area commander. My wife is the first female command chief at Duluth 148th Fighter Wing, an Iraq war veteran. That all resonates in our district.
It does, and at least the Democrats up there were smart enough to endorse someone up against you after taking many shots at trying not to. Of at least endorsing a local with a name that just screams Iron Range, Joe Radinovich, who can buy his own ads from here on out. But but on the other hand, I mean, the DFL has moved far to the left of the DFL up there, which is traditionally considered the pro-gun, pro-life wing of the DFL.
Oh, without question. Mitch, every single week I get moderate Democrats saying, Pete, we're with you.
Yes.
We don't know where our party is anymore. And they understand, you alluded to pro-life. I'm the only pro-life candidate in the race, in the 8th. The Second Amendment is extremely important to the men and women and the people who live up in northern Minnesota.
It is.
So those are great discussions to have. The logging community has supported me, and so we're getting a lot of support. It's grassroots, and as a former professional athlete, Mitch, I will never underestimate my opponent.
Attaway. That works. We'll come back to the issues that you're running into up there in a moment here. Jim Hagedorn, down in the 1st Congressional District. Obviously, Iowa North, much the same way as the 7th CD is North Dakota East. Well, what are the issues? What are you hearing from people in your district as you campaign around for the third time? You obviously are getting to know the district pretty well. What are you hearing from people? What's the
honestly, the people are looking. Are we going to stay the course? Are we going to keep moving in the right direction? I always tell people I want to partner with President Trump to keep making these changes, or are we going to go backwards and then some to the Obama ways? And frankly, these whether it's Pete's race or the one in the 7th, mine, these are all miniature national elections. You know, the future of the country, one way or the other, is going to go a direction based on whether or not we can win and hold the House and keep moving. The people are just like everybody else. They want to secure America. I say keep America safe with secure borders. Make sure we have peace through strength. They want regulatory reform, tax reform, energy independence, things like that to keep the economy moving. Then it comes to our God-given rights, right to life, right to keep and bear arms, right to religious freedom, very important to the people of southern Minnesota, as I think up in the 8th District as well. And lastly, we're an ag-based economy down there. Farming and agriculture, very important. Want to sustain farming, make sure that we continue our way of life. And I want to serve on the committee, the Ag Committee, and get that done.
So obviously, the Democrats have been trying to make a lot of hay about the idea that the trade war that we're having is gutting agriculture. What are you hearing from the agricultural community in the first CD?
The Democrats and some media are using pretty provocative language. You know, the president campaigned on these issues. He said China and some of these other countries. Pete knows these issues even better than me when it comes to steel.
Yeah.
They've been ripping us off, and he said he wanted to reset these trade agreements. What the farmers in southern Minnesota tell me is they get that. They're going to give the president his due to go out there and be the chief executive, and in the long run, they believe that it's going to be better for steel workers, farmers, consumers, and everyone. And, you know, the Democrats are piling on. They talk about trade war and this and that. Hey, during the Obama administration, the Democrat Party had a war on agriculture with massive regulations, massive Obamacare costs, energy policies that drove up costs of farmers. They weren't so. 85% of the Democrats voted against free trade agreements that Obama, their president, was trying to negotiate. So I don't think the farmers will buy it, and they're going to stick with the president on this one.
Pete Stauber, obviously, you're running to represent the Iron Range. I remember when I was in high school, the DFL went at the mining industry with a blackjack. I mean, they just pounded it down and has never come back. You've got to be hearing from the mining mine workers up in that area.
You know, Mitch, we talk about iron ore mining. We've been doing it safely in northern Minnesota for 135 years. We know how to mine in Minnesota.
Yep.
And, you know, the next issue comes up is not only iron ore and taconite mining, which we do very well,
right,
but it's the copper nickel mining that is going to happen. We know that the Duluth Complex is the biggest copper nickel find in the world,
right,
and we're gonna use 21st century mining technology with science and facts. We will keep the environment pristine. We can have both. We can mine copper nickel, have safe and secure environments, clean water, clean air, and bring great paying jobs to the Northland. And I'll give you an example. Minneapolis held the Super Bowl last year. For a week, it was about a $505 million economic activity for that 7 days.
Yep.
Just the PolyMet project alone will bring over that to the northern Minnesota economy. So that's like bringing the Super Bowl.
Every year.
Every year for a minimum of 20 years up there. And we demand that PolyMet meets all federal and state environmental regulations and allow them to mine those minerals that are strategic. That those are minerals that are strategic for our national security.
Oh, yeah.
And so the miners up in the Iron Range understand that I have unwavering support for them, not just these last 2 months in the election.
Absolutely. Now, so what? Obviously, mining's a big one, and of course, that's an issue that the DFL, controlled as it is by metro area environmental people who are who pump a lot of money into that. That's obviously.
But
a
it's
huge
changing.
Issue. It is.
Mitch is changing. I'm telling you, the mayors of Eveleth, Virginia, Babbitt, Buell, Ely, Two Harbors, Hermantown,
yep,
Rice Lake, they're all on board. They know that I have their backs in supporting these great-paying jobs and support our economy.
Absolutely. Mining is a huge issue, and obviously it's flipped politics on its head up there, obviously, in the last, since I've been following it. Completely unthinkable. What are some of the other things that you're hearing from voters up in the 8th?
You know, as Jim alluded to, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, just for Minnesota 8 families on average, it's $2,500 a year in savings. That's like 3 to 4 mortgage payments in the 8th District of Minnesota.
Yeah.
And so when you look at that, I want to go to Congress to continue to generate revenue for the families of Minnesotans. And to make sure that we create an environment where if somebody wants a good-paying job, they can have one. They can live the American dream, their version of the American dream. And that's why one of the reasons I'm going, I want people I want to leave this country better than the greatest generation gave it to us. And they gave us a great country. And for our grandchildren and our children, I want to be able to allow them to live in a most prosperous economic country that we can possibly give them.
And the 8th CD has so much raw material, literally and figuratively, to do that. There's no reason it should be underperforming the way it has for a generation.
We have Mitch, yep. Taconite, yep. Timber, the port,
yes.
Tourism, copper, nickel, and of course our hunting and fishing up there. The eighth in our summer vacation places.
Yeah.
The 8th Congressional District of Minnesota is, in my mind, one of the most beautiful places to come visit and live.
You've got Crazy Mary's in Finlayson, for crying out loud. For that alone, the place deserves better. We're talking with Pete Stauber, GOP-endorsed candidate for the 8th Congressional District, and Jim Hagedorn, who's running in the 1st on the southern part of state. One more segment. If you got questions, wave high. We can bring the mobile microphone out to you and get your questions in. So just make your presence known. We'll get out to you there. We're on the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot, live at the Minnesota State Fair, not on a stick. Never! So the sun don't find me, no. Another like summertime in the hood. Let's have a blood party. Get on up. Ain't got nothing else to do. Let's have a barbecue. Grab your phone. Everybody go call the crew. Let's have a blood party.
Device Pit Stop pays cash for your devices. iPads, cell phones, and laptops. Bring them in and our trusted pit crew will give you a fair and honest quote for your device. Don't take risks by selling to strangers. Device Pit Stop pays top dollar. Check out our 5 Twin Cities locations. Go to DevicePitStop.com. That's DevicePitStop.com.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-813-1105. 800-813-1105. That's 800-813-1105.
Hugh Hewitt for Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone company in the nation that fights for your values. They partner with over 15 conservative organizations like Gun Owners of America, the Heritage Foundation, the Susan B. Anthony List. Patriot Mobile takes a portion of your bill and contributes it back to these organizations. No extra cost to you. Support conservative causes you believe in and switch to Patriot Mobile's nationwide, super fast, super reliable network. Unlimited talk and text plans start at just $20 a month. Plus, you can save on select iPhones starting at only $4 a month. At this great value, one size doesn't have to fit all. Pick one that's right for you and your budget. They also have great deals on Android phones. Hurry, join Patriot Mobile. This offer is valid while supplies last. Also, make sure to mention the promo code HUGH to waive your activation fee when you join. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/HUGH. Again, patriotmobile.com/HUGH or 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Start making conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone.
If it was 1990, you'd be listening to your favorite radio station on a bulky boombox that burns through D batteries faster than you can say, "You've got mail." Thankfully, it's the 21st century, and there are much better alternatives. For example, just ask Alexa to tune in.
Alexa, play the Patriot Minneapolis.
It's time to throw out that old beeper and get with the times. Listen to your favorite AM 1280 The Patriot hosts in high quality with Alexa and Amazon Echo.
Did you know that your heart health is affected by good oral care? If it's been longer than 6 months since you scheduled your teeth cleaning, call Barnett Family Dentistry, just off of Highway 10 in Ramsey. Quality dental care, courteous service, and respect for all the smiles in your family. Barnett Family Dentistry.
Welcome back to Twin Cities and World. The Wind Beneath the Right Wing, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, live at the Minnesota State Fair on Underwood, just south of Murphy. By the way, we are being brought to you today, because these broadcasts don't come for free. We are being brought to you by Device Pit Stop in Maple Grove. And not only are they bringing the sponsorship live, but they are bringing the device charging station over there by the merch booth. If you're a device, if you got a mobile phone of any variety, Android or iPhone, stop on by, grab yourself a little bit of charge, courtesy of our sponsors from Device Pit Stop in Maple Grove. And, of course, we are here at the A.C. Nelson RV World Studios, the broadcast complex up here on Underwood, just south of Murphy, with Jim Hagedorn, GOP-endorsed candidate for Congress in the 1st Congressional District, and Pete Stauber, who's running up in the 8th Congressional District. If you have a question for either of them, by the way, just wave your hand, and I'll be out there momentarily with the mobile microphone. Yeah, hang on. We'll be out there with you shortly. Jim Hagedorn. And Pete Stauber, both of you. One of the big issues this year, especially in the lights of the events of this past week or so, has been immigration. What are you hearing from people in the 1st and the 8th, respectively, about the immigration issue? I'll start with you, Jim Hagedorn.
You know, people have been frustrated for 30 or 40 years on this issue. Finally, we have a president that's willing to address it, not just pay it lip service. And you have a Democrat Party that's so far left, they've basically left America on this one. They want to fight Trump on every single thing. We see what happens when we don't secure our borders and we don't have a merit-based system of immigration, people coming in here and committing crimes and other things, and it's just unnecessary. We don't need it. So, you know, a good indication of how far left the Democrat Party is on this, Tim Walz, running for governor the other day, says he wants to make Minnesota a sanctuary state. That's going to draw in more illegals, drive up our costs, increase crime. Now we need to secure our borders, merit-based immigration, defund these sanctuary cities, and then have a work program at the end to make sure jobs are filled and people can come and go in a reasonable fashion. But there couldn't be a bigger difference. My opponent, Feehan, he's for open borders and the rest of it. This is ridiculous.
Pete Stauber up in the 8th Congressional District, overwhelmed with Canadians pouring across the border. A little different take on the issue, perhaps. How is that issue playing up in the 8th CD?
Well, you know, for me, being in law enforcement the last 23 years, I support the rule of law, and I support legal immigration. Where the immigrant wants to come to this great nation, live their version of the American dream, and contribute. You know, the bottom line is immigrants have contributed to this nation. They will continue to contribute. They have enriched this nation. And our goal is to make sure that we strengthen and preserve the border security.
Absolutely. We got a question from the audience. Paul from Rochester joins us. Paul, you have a question for the candidates?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I've had 23 doctors in the last 4 years, and healthcare, it's been very, very, very difficult. And I'd like to learn your views, both of you, regarding health care, Medicaid. Things need to be better than they are now, in my opinion.
Both of your opponents have expressed views on how to deal with the health care crisis. What's your response and what's your take? Let's start with you, Pete Stauber.
So we know that if Obamacare was the answer, we wouldn't be talking about health care right now. We know that there was a lot of missteps in that, and it was driven and pushed onto our citizens by one political party. With that being said, I want to look at health care that is of high quality. It's affordable. It's got to be accessible. And where it's patient-driven, where the patient and the doctor drive their health care needs, where no unelected Washington bureaucrat stands in between that decision between the patient and the doctor. And we can have that. And my goal would be, when I'm elected, to go and have that good conversation. And regardless of what party gets, quote, credit for it, we have to do it for the American people. And I want to go to Washington to have that good discussion.
It's particularly a sore spot in rural Minnesota, Jim Hagedorn, because the withdrawal of health care plans from rural markets should have been a scandal for this last 4 years. I mean, vast swaths of Minnesota have one plan to choose from. What's your proposal regarding health care?
But I tell you, we hear it all the time. You know, there are farmers and others in our district spending $20,000-$30,000 a year for premiums with deductibles so high the underlying insurance is virtually worthless.
Jeez.
And so, you know, the Obamacare speech said it didn't work. We didn't need it in Minnesota. We had 94% people with insurance. We had a mechanism for people with pre-existing expensive needs. So at a minimum, all that responsibility needs to come back to the states. Let the states decide some of these programs to get moving. We need to inject shopping and transparency and cost and things of that nature. In Rochester, Minnesota, this concept of Medicare for all, universal health care, the Mayo Clinic, 40,000 jobs, all the economic vibrancy in Rochester. My opponent is just out to lunch. You know, Medicare for all is going to be VA care for everyone, and we can't have that.
You know, what people don't realize is that health care was even with the consumer price index up until 1970. What happened? The feds got involved. We got one more question from Hermantown. Carolyn joins us. Carolyn, you have a question for the candidates?
Yeah, so I am 100% pro Second Amendment, and I grew up shooting shotguns on the gun range. I understand gun safety, but I know a lot of people around the country do not understand it. What are your thoughts on the Second Amendment amongst the masses?
Thank you. Let's start with Jim Hagedorn.
Well, I'm a defender of the Second Amendment, and A rating from the NRA and all that. And, you know, law-abiding Americans deserve the opportunity to protect themselves and use firearms for law-abiding purposes. And, you know, again, it's another divide between Republicans and Democrats. The Democrats are out there with gun control. My opponent talks about we should follow the ways of Australia and how they've handled firearms issues. My goodness, they confiscated weapons in Australia. We don't need any of that. We have the Second Amendment and the Constitution, and we're going to defend them.
Absolutely. Pete Stauber, this got to be flying like a lead balloon up there in the eighth.
It is. You know, having been a police officer for 23 years, I can say that I've been a victim of two violent gun crimes. In 95, I was shot in the head by a career criminal through the windshield of my pickup truck while off duty. And while on duty, a hostage situation, a suspect got the drop on me, pulled the trigger. By the grace of God, it malfunctioned, and I was literally fighting for my life. And you know what, Mitch? I still support the Second Amendment because those two individuals who tried to take my life are criminals.
Right.
And there's not a person that I know, a Second Amendment supporter that I know, that wants a career criminal, a drug addict, or somebody who's going through a mental health crisis to have access to a firearm. But please don't take that right away from me and my wife to protect me or my wife or my children from the great bodily harm or death.
Or your community or your freedom. And by the way, not to switch races here, but the idea that Tim Walz is running around after years of having an A rating from the NRA, cuddling up literally to protect Minnesota, and then turning around and saying, I can provide a bridge between the shooters and the gun controllers.
No,
you're a traitor.
Tim's been burning that bridge all the way to running for governor. And he
blew that bridge up with a wad of C4.
Yeah, and, you know, we told people he was taking positions down there just to get reelected to Congress in a conservative-leaning district, and he's exposing himself for the liberal that he is.
Yeah.
We strongly support Jeff Johnson, and we're looking forward to getting him in as governor.
And okay. As you said, you talked about the support for the Second Amendment up in the 8th District. It is absolutely unwavering support, without question.
A DFL, frustrated DFL, a friend of mine from St. Paul, called it the pro-assault rifle wing of the DFL. I thought, that seems to fit. We got about 2 minutes to go here, gentlemen, and we got a lot. We need to do this again sometime before the election, for sure. How can people find out more about your campaign, Pete Stauber, and what kind of help do you need to put yourself not only over the top, but win by a generational margin?
Yeah, so they can get the hold of my campaign at Pete Stauber for Congress. .com, Pete Stauber for Congress.com. I have my headquarters in my hometown of Hermantown, and really the way people can get involved is contact the campaign. You can help put out yard signs. You can help door knock. But most importantly, Mitch, get the message out. Talk about I'm not only just campaigning. I've lived my life, and when I talk to people about what I've done in my life and what my family has done, they understand and they appreciate that. And we're having the blue-collar, common-sense, conservative message is resonating. And I just want people to get on board. If you have questions, ask. Don't let anybody other than myself define me. And we'll be open to all kinds of discussions.
Absolutely. Jim Hagedorn, where can people find out more? And
JimHagedorn.org. We appreciate all their support. You know, this race is going to be one on the ground out there. We've got to get our Republican and independent-minded folks out to vote. We appreciate what the Republican Party of Minnesota has been doing with some of the ground game and everything. So support the candidates, Pete, myself, others like Dave Hughes, support the party. And I'd just like to say on a personal note here, it's an honor to be with both of you. But, Pete, we respect and we love our law enforcement. We appreciate all you've done over the years to protect and serve. So it's an honor to be with you today.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Jim.
Pleasure to have you both here. And here's hoping that all the talk about huge flips coming up for both of you comes true. We definitely have to do this before the election just to make sure, because I have no problem with bouncing the rubble. If it does turn out to be a blowout, that'd be just fine by me. But thank you both for stopping by. What's your favorite fair food?
One minute.
Corn dog.
Hey. the big fat bacon or whatever. Come on, I got to support my hog farmers in southern Minnesota.
I got to find the bacon. It's one of the few things that the fair can still eat this year. So maybe we have to talk after the interview here. So, gentlemen, thank you all for stopping by. Let's do this again, and you know, let's get you a big tailwind all the way up through November here. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
All right, Pete Stauber from the 8th Congressional District, Jim Hagedorn from the 1st. They're on their way down to the GOP booth to do the congressional forum down there. I would join, except, of course, I'm in the 4th CD, and we're going to do the best we can there. So, absolutely. Northern Alliance Radio Network live from the Minnesota State Fair on Underwood, just south of Murphy. We'll be right back. Go nowhere.
You've got lots of engines in your life. Cars, yard equipment, ATVs, motorcycles, watercraft, you name it. And they all use fuel and oil. These same fluids that make your engine run also create deposits that reduce performance and gas mileage. Gum Out Multi-System Tune-Up removes these gummy carbon deposits and stabilizes fuel and oil, helping restore performance and fuel economy. Get a can today at just $6.47 at your local Walmart. Gum Out. Science in, performance out.
Here we are again, and
I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
Step into Chet's shoes for quality safety toe and regular toe footwear.
We have friendly footwear experts who will help you find the right shoe in the right fit.
Don't like steel? Try our composite and aluminum toe options.
And don't forget about Chet's this hunting season.
Ask about our fall hunting specials.
Stop in to see us in Columbia Heights and our Red Wing stores in Circle Pines, Coon Rapids, Bloomington, St. Cloud, and Columbia Heights.
Remember, if the shoe fits, you've been to Chet's. Visit us at chetsshoes.com.
Hey, Premier Pool and Spa's having a truckload sale that will save you thousands on your next spa.
Hey, take off. Everyone says that. I think I'll just wait and get mine at the fair. Eh?
Well, if you want to pay all that overhead for the tubs at the fair, you'll go right ahead. I've been watching the prices for the Arctic Spa, and I can tell you that right now, I can get the largest selection and the biggest discounts. So when I go to the fair, I can concentrate on something else, like the food.
Yeah, like the corn dogs and the mini donuts. Oh, and anything on a stick.
You can also talk to the people at Premier Pool and Spa, who will all be here after the fair is long gone. And you don't have to feel so rushed.
Yeah, so maybe the fair is not the best place to buy. Premier Pool and Spa, hey, they have the tubs right there at their showroom, huh?
They have a full showroom with lots to choose from and more in the back and more on the way. So stop by today.
Visit Premier Pool and Chanhassen today. PremierPools.com. Premier Pool and Spa, where we take fun seriously, eh?
When are they going to get moose on a stick?
The world of business and finance is constantly changing. How are you keeping up with all the information? Most likely, you're not. Checking websites, writing emails, making phone calls, checking more websites, and still not finding what you need to know. But it has to be out there somewhere. Well, it is. Business 1440 is your on-air guide through the fast-paced business landscape. What you want to know, when you want to know it. Up-to-the-minute business and financial news on Business 1440. Stream online at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network live at the Minnesota State Fair. We are on Underwood, just south of Murphy. And on the one hand, I think this is our 10th straight fair out here. It's my 15th, by the way, Minnesota State Fair here at AM 1280 The Patriot. I think it's our 8th or 9th out here on the north end of Machinery Hill. We're starting to settle in out here. First of all, I mean, on the one hand, it feels like nothing ever changes year to year to year. It's always kind of the same scenery up here on the north end of Machinery Hill, to wit, lots of machinery. If you come out looking for cars, for farm equipment, for looking some industrial strength snowblowers across the street here. Now, hard to believe, but we're getting back towards that time of year here. Yeah, no, we got the Deluxe model snowblowers over there, and boy, do they look awesome. Might have to go talk a little turkey here. Did I say turkey? Oh, yeah, the turkey drumstick stand is up here. the mother of all cheese curd stands right across the way here. I mean, the place that makes it the old-fashioned way. Not the prepackaged stuff. No, this is the stuff that is guaranteed to give you a coronary if you're susceptible to such things. Be very, 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 very careful. And that's going to be that's. On the other hand, other things have changed. For starters, the booth we've been in since our first year up here at the Minnesota Fair, which I think was 2010, 2011. I'll have to look that one up here again. It's been a while. We are we have traded it in. We have a brand new travel trailer from AC Nelson RC, RV World. It's down in Shakopee, and it is beautiful inside. I mean, the old booth was nice. It still is nice. I mean, the folks at AM 980 The Mission inherited it this year, and so they're broadcasting from our old booth. We are new out on this new brand new travel trailer. It's got AC. It's got a couch, a bed. Our Steve, our engineer, is inside sitting in, I believe, what is a kitchen counter that's been converted to a broadcast control booth. There's a bed in there. There's a bunk bed in there for those days when you're broadcasting for a nice long time and feel like grabbing a couple Z's in between events. I may avail myself of that because I'm hanging out at the Bodine's gig tonight. They're going to be playing down at the one of the big free band shells, which is how I can afford it. By the way, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be one of my longer days in a long time here at the Minnesota State Fair. I got to say that. But the thanks to the folks at AC Nelson who are giving us probably easily the nicest booth we've had, maybe the nicest booth any radio station has here at the Minnesota State Fair. We got the industrial strength awning. So you can broadcast away during the rain, apparently, as they could yesterday. And of course, we got the AC. We got an actual fridge. It's sort of like the way you've always dreamed about having a broadcast studio at a live event like this. And in fact, I'm just kind of hoping, you know, from my lips to God's ears, hopefully for Holes for Heroes, we can arrange this again, because this would be a civilized way of broadcasting out on the ice. And I especially want to do that this year because we've had a couple of fairly mild years out on Medicine Lake, and this Medicine Lake anyway was pretty mild. Last year out on White Bear Lake, another whole story. We had kind of a blizzard going on when we were out there, and it was a dicey proposition getting off of that lake in a compact car, if you catch my drift, with not a lot of ground clearance, if you smell what I'm cooking there. But this would be a nice, it would be an excellent way to do that. So all you folks at AC Nelson, much appreciate the new booth here, and I may have to sample the couch here for a couple hours before the Bodines come on. Let's see what else is going on up here on the north end of the fairgrounds. Oh, I don't know if this is great AM radio fodder, but yeah, the big problem that we've always had up here at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds since we moved up to Machinery Hill is the restroom that we had to work with across the street, over across Underwood, was one of the old ones, probably dating back to the 1950s, I want to say. One of the most disgusting places on the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. You're going to say, Mitch, what's the most disgusting, the DFL booth? No, I'm more civil than that. I'm not one of those types of talk show hosts. No, that restroom, far and away the worst. And it's gone. They've completely replaced it, one of the new modern ones, brand new. It's still got that new restroom smell about it, which is just awesome. And so that's, thank you, Minnesota State Fair Board. Whatever I've said about you in the past, I'll take most of it back, because thank you for finally getting one of those built up here on the north end of the fairgrounds. So this is great. Now, getting to the fairgrounds is always the interesting part. And when I say interesting, I mean that in the classic Scandinavian small-town sense of the term. It's interesting in a way that is not fun. They obviously, Snelling Avenue, where I should point out, I live in the St. Paul Midway. I actually live fairly easy walking distance from the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Most years, I do, in fact, walk up Snelling Avenue from not far from my house to get to the fairgrounds. And in fact, most years, walking, especially on a busy Saturday, is faster than taking a car up here, because you walk along, cross over the bridge, and you get here, and boom, you're on the fairgrounds, you're off to the races, almost literally. So this year, for whatever reason, I decided I'd take the A bus, right? The new bus rapid transit line. That runs up Snelling, actually starts down on the 46th Street station. So it's actually a quick way to get from the Mall of America to Roseville. You take the Blue Line train, jump on the A-Line bus, and boom, you can be up in Roseville fairly quickly. It's faster than the old 84 bus. Yay, Metro Transit. It's one of those things that that all of us conservatives who live in the city have been saying, this is actually not a stupid idea. buses. I mean, you need to have more buses. You can put more of them out on the street. You can run more of them. You can run less of them. If you have a busy day, you can send five or six of them out at a time and move people up and down the street fast. And you don't have to build tracks. You've already got streets out there to put the buses on. It's not a stupid thing. But, no, they had to have their trains because big cities on the East Coast have trains, and Minneapolis and St. Paul desperately, desperately want to be seen to be like a little New York, a little Boston, a little San Francisco. And so the A-Line bus, of course, was jammed coming up here today. I mean, it was standing room only, and then some. People were jammed in there like a Tokyo subway car. And that's fine. I mean, it's the state fair. That's what it's there for. I would have literally gotten here faster walking, I think. And that's okay. I didn't walk. I figured I'd check out a little slice of life of my fellow Minnesotans getting to the fair. Obviously, glad I didn't have to drive it. I mean, waiting for the train to get to work on Thursday morning, the opening morning of the fair, it was complete gridlock from the fairgrounds all the way down to 94 and probably out onto 94. I have a hunch there were, from what I heard, there were people backed up way out onto the freeway trying to get onto the fairgrounds. It was a huge day. But it's been interesting. We've been talking about mass transit on this show ever since we went on the air. I mean, bear in mind, this broadcast went on the air as the Blue Line, the line from downtown to the Mall of America, was under construction. And it was commissioned about 14 months, 15 months after this broadcast went on the air. And we mocked and taunted the Met Council for doing it because it was a stupid, stupid idea. Nobody, I mean, building the idea of building trains from where people aren't to where they don't want to go, necessarily. I mean, who takes the train to the airport, for crying out loud? It was a waste of money, and it was indeed a waste of money. As we've been discussing for years with our good friend Senator Dave Ozmeck, since even before he was Senator Dave Ozmeck, the Met Council and its train lines are a money pit, a place to dispose of extra currency. Except, of course, none of it is extra currency if you're the taxpayer who's paying for it, as you and I all are, every last one of us. And we thought, let's at least let the free market take care of how people get around, or at least take a nod towards a free-ish market by saying, okay, you've got a line where people are and they want to go someplace, throw some more buses out. And by the way, they're not going to drive it. Put some more buses out on the road and let the buses take them there and let people pay for those buses at the fare box. Well, that's, of course, something that people are just too stupid to do, apparently, if you're the Met Council and you've been appointed by a Democrat governor or a series of Democrat governors to bring transit to the masses here. But the free market is a resilient thing, and it's resilient because of one word, and that word is no. As Kevin Williamson, our good friend and many-time guest in this broadcast, points out in his book, The End is Near and It's Going to Be Awesome, the most powerful word in any free market system is the word no, because with that, every single one of you can reject a bad idea in the free market. Someone comes out with a 5-pound cell phone, what are you going to say? No. You're going to come out with a 5-pound cell phone that weighs $2,000, costs $2,000? Yeah, you're going to say no. Of course you're going to say no. Someone comes out with the Pontiac Aztec, what are you going to say? You're going to say no, and the market did say no. That car lasted, what, 5 years? It was the last three of those were a gift. Ugliest, bad idea for a car. Well, people are saying no to mass transit. I mean, the numbers, as we've discussed with Senator Dave Ozmeck over and over and over again over the years, people are saying no to the idea of mass transit. I've been saying it here by not spending money to use it, because cars, unless you're going from one downtown to deep in the heart of the other, it's cheaper to take a car. It's faster to take a car. It's more convenient to take a car. Unless you're violating a law, there are fewer obnoxious drunks in your car than there are on the Green Line after 8 o'clock at night. People are saying no. Brand new numbers up from the Federal Transit Administration this past June. Data reveals that the transit industry has now experienced 4 straight years of ridership losses. June 30 was the end of the fiscal year for most transit agencies, and the ridership has fallen in every fiscal year since 2014. This is not just the Twin Cities. This is nationwide. The total decline since 2014 was 7% in 4 years, but declines among many urban areas are much larger. Transit ridership is down 29% in Memphis, 27% in Charlotte, 26% in Miami, 25% in Albuquerque, 24% in Cleveland, 22% in St. Louis, 21% in Milwaukee, Sacramento, Virginia Beach, 20% in Los Angeles. People are reacting to the idea of getting jammed onto a train with a bunch of strangers to get trundled at their local transit authority's convenience with all the joy of people getting bundled into to a store that's going out of business these days. Subsidies aren't saving transit from what is being called a death spiral. But by the way, that was information this week from The Hill, that noted conservative tool. Not. Transit is dying. Ride it while you, except for, of course, those taxpayer subsidies. Ride it when you can. Let's take a break. We're live on Machinery Hill on Underwood, just south of Murphy, on the AC Nelson Studio, brought to you today, as we are throughout the entire fair, by the good folks at Device Pit Stop in Maple Grove. Stop by, grab a charge for your phone. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back. Hey, hey.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Don't miss Sandvold Financial Group's Money Talks radio show, here every Sunday morning at 9. Sandvold Financial Group is independent of Questar Capital Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC, and Questar Asset Management.
As Winston Churchill said, all the great things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word. Freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, and hope. Hi, this is Andrew Parker with the law firm Parker Daniels Keyboard. Join me every Sunday at 4 p.m. for the Victory Hour, when we will talk politics, Israel, and the law.
This Sunday on the Victory Hour, a special live broadcast from the Minnesota State Fair with special guest U.S. Senate candidate Karin Housley and Congressman Eric Paulson.
Device Pit Stop pays cash for your devices. iPads, cell phones, and laptops. Bring them in and our trusted pit crew will give you a fair and honest quote for your device. Don't take risks by selling to strangers. Device Pit Stop pays top dollar. Check out our five Twin Cities locations. Go to DevicePitStop.com. That's DevicePitStop.com.
Hi, this is Lee with the Kingdom Builders. Does what we do matter? You know, in the big scheme of things, how important is a roof or gutters? And maybe those things aren't real important in the eternal scope of things, but they are important in us establishing relationships with other people, and they're also important in being able to reach out, being able to meet people, being able to expand the kingdom or edify or build each other up. So maybe our work is more of a vehicle to establish relationships than it is just a business. Some of the services we offer are shingle roofing, residential roofing. We also do commercial and residential flat roofs, rubber and TPO flat roofs, small or large. For a free and obviously no obligation estimate, you can always contact us by phone at 612-900-9166 or look us up online at thekingdombuilders.net.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts *11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text *11 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. *11 to 85850.
Oh, yeah. AM 1280, The Patriot. Why, yes, I'm a little bit psyched that I landed tickets to see this very band. That'd be Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul. Live in Burnsville coming up on November. Hey, stop on. One of my three favorite albums of the entire history of popular music. And I'm as psyched as if I was a teenager right now, I got to say. So We are live on Machinery Hill. I keep saying it. We're on Underwood, just south of Murphy. We have a broadcast center now that's just better than it ever was. For starters, we got a couple picnic tables up front, so if you need to take a little weight off, this is the place to do it. We also have something that is absolutely precious if you're hauling kids around, and that is a little bit of green grass for them to run around here without having kids to worry about. Of course, one of the things that everyone runs into, especially me with an older phone like I have, is running out of charge here at the Minnesota State Fair. Now, of course, that tells you a little something about modern life, that people get antsy and excitable if they run out of phone charge when they're at a place where they should not be on the phone in the first place. But you know what it's like. You want to send out your selfies. You want to send some video of you and the kids on the Ferris wheel or on the roller coaster. And, of course, you want to get an Uber to get home. You need a phone to do that. So you're running out of charge after a long day at the fair. What do? You stop by here at the AM 1280 the booth, 1280 the Patriot booth, I should say, and our good friends at Device Pit Stop in Maple Grove, who are sponsoring today's broadcast, have a charging station right here at the at our broadcast center. So just to kind of walk you around the broadcast center here, we've got our booth right here. I'm on the patio in front of the A.C. Nelson RV World Broadcast Center, which is easily the finest broadcast center we've ever had here. Our old hut is nice. This is spectacular. We talked about that in the last segment. Our producer, Steve, is in the booth. Our site producer is in the booth, probably enjoying the nicest facilities he's had in quite some time. And if you're looking for an RV, AC Nelson, definitely the place to go. Of course, back in the studio, Consigliere running the board here, so we know we're in good hands there as well. Let's go around counterclockwise here. Of course, we have a nice spot of green grass back here, which if you run around the fairgrounds long enough, you know, is just a wonderful thing to run into just to get the concrete from under your feet. Yeah, there's other spots of grass here, but there are always people piled up on them, and there's people walking by. And you just, you know, kind of head back to the back of our lot here, grab a breather, just kind of enjoy yourself a little bit. As you move counterclockwise around the lot here, of course, the AM 980, the Mission Prayer Tent, is back there. You need a prayer. You need someone to pray with you about something. I don't know that you have a lot of prayer booths at the Minnesota State. I know there's a few of them out there, but we got one here. The AM 980, the Mission Prayer Tent, is here. Across the lot from us, AM 980, the Mission, finally joining us up here at Salem Central up here on Machinery Hill. They've been elsewhere for a while. We're finally all together. They've got our old booth, so if you liked our old booth, don't worry. It hasn't gone anywhere. And, of course, finally down at the 8 o'clock position, we've got the merch booth. We've got our crew of salespeople working on the merchandise. Now, here's a difference this year. We're not selling merch this year. We're trying something a little different this time around. We're giving away bags. And, by the way, if you're a typical fairgoer, you could use a bag. There's always something that you need to haul around. And we've got some nice bags out here this year. And you can get them for free. Free. It's the one of very few free things you find at the Minnesota State Fair that's of any actual value, other than the prayer, obviously, at the Mission Prayer Tent. Free and of infinite value. In terms of material things of this earth, yeah, a bag to haul things around in made of actual real material. It's not going to fall apart by the time you get down to Randall. It's also fairly priceless itself. And all you got to do, all they're going to be doing is asking you to download the Patriot app. And the Patriot app is something you should have anyway, because while our broadcast radius has expanded in this last year, because we're not only on AM 1280 The Patriot, but very thankful to have got an FM signal as well in the northern and western burbs, FM 107.5. You can listen to us there and get us crystal clear all over the West Metro, places where we used to be a little dodgier, let's just say, in terms of signal. So we've got that. But you can listen to us anywhere in the world via the Patriot app. Anywhere where you got Wi-Fi, you got a signal, you got a Cat 5 cable, you can tune us in on the Patriot app. And you can get a free bag just for downloading it right here. So much stuff to do, so much stuff you can get live here at the Minnesota State Fair, here at the AM 1280 The Patriot booth. And we love to have people stop by. Every year, it's one of the things I know all of us here on the Northern Alliance and all of us in Salem Twin Cities just treasure is the fact that every year we get to meet more of you out here. We had a couple listeners stopping by earlier on that wanted to stop by and say hi. I'd never met them before. Got to have a nice conversation. Actually got to have a little conversation with them, chat a little bit. Something you don't get at other radio stations, by the way, because I'm here to tell you most radio people want to stay away from the crowd, stay away from the people. They can't stand it. We're very different than most radio stations that way. We love getting out there and mixing it up with you, the audience. So stop on by. Say hi. Oh, yeah, I forgot one other thing. Yeah, three picnic tables here at the Patriot Broadcast Center. So you got a place to take a load off, grab a bottle of water, and sit and watch the world go by. And it's a beautiful day for that, live here at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. So I'm going to be here. This is literally my 15th year out here at the Minnesota State Fair. We've been on three different locations over the years. And this one is probably, definitely the longest one, lasting location by far. And it's interesting. Always some great people watching up here out there on our booth on Underwood, just south of Murphy. And the people watching, of course, is always amazing. The people are always, it's odd enough, as fractured and difficult and tendentious as politics gets these days, we've never really had a problem with people cutting up, doing anything crazy. Apparently some people, once in a while, every once a year, maybe we get someone giving us the one finger hello, to which I always respond, yeah, we are number one. They don't appreciate that. I don't care. They want it. They run away. That's fine. We always get a very, at the very worst, Minnesota nice response up here at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. This is always a great time. So make sure you stop on by, say hi. We've got a full broadcast schedule up here at the Minnesota State Fair. We're going to be out here next week. Brad Carlson, of course, is going to be out here both Sundays. I believe King Banyan is, I don't know if he's going to make it out here one of these Saturdays or not. Hopefully he will. It's always great to have him out here as well. We got some other plans coming up here and after the fair. Oh, that's right. You can come up here and find out more about the Battleground Talkers Tour, which is coming up fairly soon here. We're coming up October 25th. I can't remember if we have any seats left at the Narn table or not. I got to go find that out. Anyway, it's usually Candidate Palooza out here at the Minnesota State Fair. We're going to have a full lineup of candidates next week out here at the fair. This week, we've got Doug Wardlow, who's running for Attorney General. Should be coming up here right after the we have Doug Wardlow, who's running for Attorney General, coming up in just a few minutes here when we get past the top of the hour break. He has had we talked with Doug with Jim Hagedorn and Pete Stauber about the Christmas gift he got for opponents. Oh, Doug Wardlow, boy, did he have a Christmas present. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Sometimes the bravest thing you can do is ask for help.
In this hectic world, it's no wonder so many are left worn out, stressed, and feeling alone.
Christian Heart Counseling is listening and specializes in work with adults and couples, teens and children, with a passion for helping you find healing and hope and God's grace. Haven't you waited longer than you should to start the life you want?
With 6 locations in the Twin Cities, there's a location close to you, and Christian Heart Counseling takes all major insurance, including Medicare and MA.
Learn more at ChristianHeartCounseling.com/help.
The governor's race is heating up. Join Larry Elder, Michael Medved, and Dennis Prager for trackside analysis at the Battleground Talkers Tour, October 25th. Tickets start at only $20, so cruise over to AM1280ThePatriot.com to get yours today. Will it be a photo finish or a total blowout? Join the discussion at the Battleground Talkers Tour, Thursday, October 25th. Details at AM1280ThePatriot.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text WATER11 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text WATER11 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text WATER11 to 443-443. That's WATER11 to 443-443.
So you've been exploring solutions for your hair loss. You've seen ads from the national chains. You've researched the alternative products that cost a fortune, but there seem to be no guarantees. So here's good news for you. This is Dennis Prager. Go to IneedMoreHair.com and see what their hair transplant specialists are doing for men and women like you. The consultations are free. Their doctors have given patients in Hollywood and worldwide a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. You'll see a more confident reflection of yourself. In fact, they guarantee your results in writing, and their prices are some of the best in the business, as low as $3 per graft. So stop searching and go to IneedMoreHair.com. You have nothing to lose. Call their office in Eagan for your free consultation. IneedMoreHair.com. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford. Get the permanent solution to your hair loss at IneedMoreHair.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. Fueled by Lucky.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.